95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. It's Daytona's Drink Station. Happy St. Patty's Day from Josh S.R. Perot here at Morning Hog Brew Review, which coincidentally fell on Friday, St. Patrick's Day, here on the 17th. And we will be out on the road today.
With it being on a Friday?
Yeah.
Get it done tonight.
I mean, it's good, right?
That's a real good coincidence.
No, this is a big work. Is it one of the biggest work days of the year for you?
Oh, yeah. It's about a 16, 17-hour day for me.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, that sucks. But we will tell you that Josh is allowed occasionally to sip a beer.
Oh, at least a couple an hour.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Do the math.
As long as I'm drinking regular Guinness, low ABV.
Right.
This sets my whole day.
Yeah. And this is what, consider us your beer coaches right now. Josh will give you advice if you need to know how to pace yourself during the day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I am a professional.
We're not doing that right now, though. We've assembled some nice traditional St. Paddy's Day Irish brews. And we're staying in the Guinness family, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah, the last two that we talked about, Smittix and Guinness Draft, are going to be out at McKay's at the street party.
Okay.
Obviously, there's a lot of places out there doing stuff. Flagler Tavern out there in New Smyrna.
Right.
Fletcher's, Norman, O'Leary's, I believe. So quite a few bars and restaurants are doing stuff for St. Paddy's Day. So check out the SR Perot media.
Right.
And see. So we've got some stuff going on.
Yeah.
We'll be out there with teams giving away swag and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, this party starts at 2 o'clock, free, family-friendly. Everybody can show up. There's dancers. Yep. There's live music. There's food. There's drinks everywhere. And that's just on the street. And then you can go into McKay's or wherever, right there on Beach Street, and just enjoy any of these great flavors. There's a truck full of beer out there, right?
That'd be a truck, a draft trailer. I mean, all kinds of stuff. It'd be a lot of fun. It always is.
Mm. All right, so what Guinness are we getting into? What
is this? Now we're going with Guinness Extra Stout.
Okay.
This will not be available, but this is where, if you want to stay at home and kind of drink with your friends and family and stuff like that, check out your local retailers, Publix, Total Wine, ABC, local independents.
Yeah.
But Guinness Extra Stout. So it's going to be a little bit more full-bodied, a little bit higher ABV, a little bit more intense in flavor, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little, it has more of a pop, for sure, where you said that the lighter weight, this is not chewy or anything.
No, it's still not a heavy beer, just a little bit more, a little extra.
A little bit thicker.
Yeah.
Basically, what Josh is saying is they turned up the volume of this beer.
Right. Huh?
Can I say that? Exactly. It's great, though. Wow, this is very good.
Yes.
It's what you expect from the normal Guinness, but it intensified.
Yeah, a little bit more of an intense flavor.
Yeah, everything's like a step up from the can.
Right. Yeah.
A little bit stronger, we're stepping it up deeper
each time.
You know, flavor, color.
But like, what's the ABV on this sucker?
5.6.
No, see, it's nothing. Right. You don't even need to hold on to furniture to get around your place.
That's right. Home, right. Yeah. So if you like regular Guinness Draft, but want a little bit of extra of a punch of that, the goodness.
It has a little bit more of an aftertaste.
Right.
Which I like. I like to sit on my palate a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff, by the way, is fantastic with food.
Right.
Burgers.
I have heard that, yes.
Anything.
Do you feel the, when somebody's trying this for the first time, again, they're probably looking at it going, oh, it's too heavy.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if you look at the color on it, it's you can't see through it. It looks like motor oil.
Right.
But...
Right. Again, that's what I tell people I'm drinking.
Yeah. Motor oil?
Yeah, I'm having a glass of motor oil. Yeah.
Steve,
what's weird is they never try to stop you.
He has this prank where he goes up and somebody has car trouble. He'll go up to him. He'll bring a Guinness and he'll drink what he's...
5W30.
Yeah.
Don't worry. If your oil looks like this, you got bigger problems.
Yeah. You better be driving a smart car or something, because that's going to be
it needs a change.
But what is the best comparison to this for somebody who's... I mean, would you say this is like a... It's not as, I mean, it says stout.
Yeah, it's stout.
When I think stout, honestly, I think heavier, too.
It's hard to put a comparison on it because it's the OG, right?
It's its own category.
Right. So if I were to compare other beers, I'd be compare it to Guinness Extra Stout. So to go the other direction is very difficult.
I see what you're saying. Okay, fair enough. All right. Let's just drink it and shut up.
Regardless, it's yummy.
Yeah. All right, you only have one more that's kind of sad, but we need to get to Beach Street, so that's probably best to pace ourselves. Yeah.
All right.
Where are we going next?
Again, this one won't be down there, but it's one you can find at your local retailers, Publix, Total Wine, ABC. This is Guinness Foreign Extra Stout.
Ooh. Oh, so what does the added foreign mean?
Whoa.
So you're going to
be going with that.
This is going to be even more intense than Extra Stout.
Okay.
Oh. You're still going to get all those nice, dark, roasted flavors.
All right.
But you might get a little bit more of a hop note in there as well.
Okay.
It almost looks a little bit with a hint of brown.
Right.
It looks a little bit more brown.
The color is pretty close to Extra Stout. If you hold up to the light, you do at the top of it, you can see a little bit more of a brown. But this one, the ABV is a little bit higher as well. So 7.5% on this guy.
I like the way that tastes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely got... Yeah. Oh, that's way zestier.
It's zestier. Okay.
Isn't it?
I dig it.
You know what I mean? I mean, zest doesn't really go with Irish beers, but it's definitely got a more of a tingle on the back end.
Yeah, so everything is just amped up even further.
Right.
So it's kind of nice. Like I said, we started from the Smittix, which is that nice caramel red ale, and then we hit these stouts, but each one kind of intensifies the flavors.
Now, did you do that on purpose?
Maybe.
I mean,
the man's smarter than you look, buddy.
He's a professional, for crying out loud. he went to school for this. We're just drinking it.
I know.
So why would Guinness feel the need to do this? They got the market cornered on the good stout looking, if not drinking, beers.
Well, I mean, just from a personal level, they've been doing it since 1759, I think, something like that. And everybody likes Guinness loves the original. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you want that extra punch. You want that extra flavor. And so if you're able to kind of step it up, and you're touching everybody in the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, you can cover everybody's preference.
Which is great.
Giving someone more or less of whatever they want or don't want.
I mean, this may be my favorite Guinness. Can I say
it's,
that?
It's, yeah, absolutely.
Is that okay? Because, I mean, it does have more of a...
Yeah, it's okay.
...of a sting. And you mentioned it's not like a hop thing. It's like
No. It's definitely that roasted malt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just carries the beer the whole way there.
I like it.
I do, too.
Now, the only thing I will say that is a big difference between the Guinness Pub Draft and the last two we just had is that nitrogen's not as present.
Okay.
Yes. So you're not getting that same creaminess. You're getting more of
carbonation.
Right. It's a little bit different on that carbonation.
Yeah.
So it doesn't coat your tongue the same. But all the flavor is still there, and I think it's even a little bit more present because it's not sliding over your tongue.
If I went to srparrot.com/beerfinder, I could probably find that beer.
In 100%.
Local places? That's good, yeah. Just ask for it by name. Tell them you heard it on the Morning Hog
Brew Review. Was that the first time we did it today?
I feel like it, yeah.
Do you want to say it again?
Matt, what do you mean, srparrot.com/beerfinder?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah, that's where you can go find any of the great SR Parrot beers. 2 o'clock start, Beach Street.
To the 10, I believe.
Is it the 25th annual St. Paddy's Day blow on a beach street? I think that's right.
That I do not know.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that. But we're going to be down there. We'll be there at 4 o'clock going live, which, by the way, we'll have live microphones and beer. Just you can imagine. Our bosses are terrified. Please feel free to bring us whatever you want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got traditional Irish dancers.
Yep.
Bagpipes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This is good. By the way, you're not wearing green, so...
Green.
You got a little,
let me see.
Okay. Well,
you'll see. Start off.
You have to look for it on Beach Street today. srparrot.com/beerfinder. Find all these great flavors: the Guinness, the Smittix, and lots more. Happy St. Paddy's Day, there, Josh. Cheers.